And a lot of people made the fact that 2A and classifications, all that stuff. But man, that's when you're the number one team in in 2A, that kind of evens the odds, doesn't it? Sorry, excuse me just a minute. There you go, Coach. Go ahead.
When you're the number one team, you're the number one team for a reason. And you take a team as good as CAK, a coaching staff as good as Rusty has. As a matter of fact, I was going to work for Rusty before I came down here. And the day I was supposed to interview with Rusty, I was down here interviewing with Coach Ash. And I have a lot of respect for their program. But we came out and played, and it felt really good to finally get on the winning side of one. And, CAK is a top-notch program. And to be able to beat a program that I have that much respect for feels pretty good.
Well, and not only that, to come back from adversity, because you were down, I was getting worried in that game, and I'm like going, it's not looking good. But damn, what, 14-0, and
right.
Then you kind of started picking away. And I know it takes defense mm-hmm. to do that, because mm-hmm. they've got a really good quarterback,
right.
Charlie High. But
right.
The defense kind of kept you there, and you kept pecking away at him.
Well, Coach Bledsoe had a good scheme, and he's got a lot of experience. And he was able to mix that thing up on them. And our kids started to make the adjustments themselves as far as what routes they were running. And so the coverages got tighter and tighter and tighter as the game wore on. And I don't think CAK was quite used to their guys being that tightly covered. So initially their guys were open like they usually are, and that's why they were picking us apart early. And I think our first two possessions it was 1-2-3 punt, 1-2-3 punt. And that's a formula to get blown out against a CAK caliber team. We got a stop on defense. CJ Ford, sophomore safety for us, picked one off, and we got the ball back, and we started driving, and we had a little success. We drove a little more. Next thing you know, we drove down. I think we scored and made it 6-14. And I think CAK scored one more time, and then we came back and scored and made it 12-21.
When they scored 21-6, mm-hmm. your guys really could have just turned over and just, okay, that's it. We're never going to stop them. But they didn't do that, did they?
They didn't. We could have done that at 14-0.
Yeah.
There were opportunities for our guys to roll over and play dead, and they did not. And that's hopefully a signature of what we're going to be about as a program. We're never going to roll over and play dead. We're never going to say die. We're never going to quit.
Well, there have been instances in all of these games, and I think I've talked to you maybe 6 or 7 of those, mm-hmm. and I only know one time you were disappointed in them,
right.
in terms of a performance.
Right. Yes.
And the rest of them, though, have always been, and you've always either scored in the fourth quarter, kept plugging away, getting some, and this time, this game, it paid off for you in all kinds of ways.
It did. Against Shelbyville, we had some chances late. We just executed poorly. We weren't competitive with Riverdale. They were clearly better than us, and they were the number two team in the state, deservingly so. And then the next week against Siegel, we were much more competitive with Siegel. Had two chances to win it late. Their kids made some plays when they had to. We came up a little short that game. That let me know our kids are getting closer. They're getting closer. And then we play a CAK team. And I know a lot of people in the Mid-State aren't familiar with CAK, but I can tell you this, they are a quality program.
It wasn't a team that you put in the schedule to say, okay, this is a place I'm going to get a win. It's just totally opposite of that.
When I would have never called him.
Yeah.
He called me looking for a game, and at that point I was desperate, and I was like, wow, CAK. Okay, we'll play, And so it's not something that I would have scheduled had I been able to do something different. But we had to get them on the schedule. And I'll tell you this, is how good of a program they are. They played I don't remember the name of the team he said, but they played somebody around week 4 or week 5. Handled them pretty good. The next Monday, that school's athletic director called and said, we're going to buy out of our contract for next year. And they're like, what do you mean buy out of it? We need to play y'all next year. That leaves with 9 games. We're not ready to compete with you guys, so we're going to buy out of the contract. Now, that just tells you, you've got a school willing to break a contract and pay the money just so they don't have to play you anymore. That shows you what kind of program CAK is. Now, in my estimation, they're the best private school in Knoxville, in East Tennessee. And that's saying a lot. We were able to compete with them, and our kids found a way to win late in the game, and that's really all you can ask of.
There were some strides that were made in clutch situations. I know you're not pleased with the extra points, and there were several instances there. But and you take us to the overtime, okay? And we're jumping ahead a little bit, but you come back, you take the lead at what, 28-27? I may have the score wrong, but then they come back and they're up, and you have to fight to get it to overtime.
I think, and I'm, you know, I, your mind gets
yeah,
kind of fuzzy.
I'm confused with it too. But
I think we went up 27-21, and we were up 27-21. They came back and got it to. They may have scored on a fumble return. We fumbled, and they picked it up and scored, and then kicked the extra point, and made it 28-27. We drove down, got a couple of big plays. Sadell Rowland made a huge catch down the middle of the field. And then we scored, and I guess we went up 33-28. We went for two, got it, and made it 35-28. But then they drove right back down before the game. And I was trying to run the clock because I didn't want to give them an extra chance. It's kind of like – you know, you give Tom Brady or Peyton Manning the ball with 2 minutes, you can almost guarantee they're going to score a touchdown. Well, that's the caliber offense CAK has and the caliber quarterback they've got high school, you know, wise. So they drive down and score and tie it up and make it 35-35. So at that point, when they tied it up, I was like, all right, we'll just get this thing into overtime and
take our chances.
And we're going to take our chances in overtime. We wanted to play defense first to see if they would score. If we would have got them stopped, we probably would have kicked a field goal on third down, if not scored. But once they scored, then I told our guys, all right, y'all go score. We'll go for two and get this thing over with. This is not going to be a 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 overtime game. And I looked at the referee on our sideline, and I said, you'll be going home in a minute. So, you know,
that was just a – I've seen so many times in overtime that they just go back and forth,
yeah.
And it's gutsy to go. But what was your thinking with that?
No glory.
Yeah.
And I mean,
defense
at the end
is tired,
of the day, yeah. At the end of the day, let's we're playing this game of football so that we can have some glory. We're playing it. We want to be in those moments. We want to be in those moments where. The drama of the game is big and it's large, and you have a chance to step up on that stage and win. That kid who scored the 2-point conversion, he'll carry that with him the rest of his life, and that'll be one of those moments where he can look back and say, I helped my football team win the game in overtime against the number one team in the state at the time. That's why we play football. That's one of the perks of playing football, that you get to do things like that.
And you never had any doubt in your mind, did you?
No.
You were going for it at the very beginning.
We were going for it from the beginning. We work on those plays. We work on our 2-point conversion plays. We work on all the situational stuff. You know, it's 3rd and 3. You need a first down. What play do you run? What are you going to run off 1st and 10? What are you going to run when you need a big play of 8 to 12 yards? We've got all that stuff scripted out. We work on it in practice. It's just a slow process, and our kids learning to execute them when we have to. There's been plenty of times where I've called the same things, and we just didn't execute them. As a matter of fact, I guess 2 weeks ago against Siegel, we had it on the goal line, 4th down. We ran one of our signature plays in that situation, and we didn't the protection broke down up front, rushed the quarterback's throw, and he made a poor throw and overthrew a wide-open guy that would have tied the game against Siegel. So we're getting better. That lets me know we're getting better because we were able to execute when we had to and win, as opposed to the ball being overthrown or the receiver drop it or the protection breakdown and we get sacked. It worked out for us. That lets me know we are getting better. The only unfortunate part is the season's about over.
And, you know, and you've got to tell your kids this is what result of hard work does. And it's good that in one way that you do it at the end of the year because they can carry that over in the summer.
Yes,
and that weight program you want them to get, you know, more involved with. I even quoted you today, Coach. I want you to know in another interview. But I think your philosophy is dead on. I mean, in terms of what you got to do to improve, and you're seeing signs of it. You got Blackman.
Yes.
They've lost two in a row. Now, they're probably going to have Itavius back, and you're well aware of that. How much he'll play, don't know, and I guess it depends on how. But you guys are going to go in there and take it in just like every other game.
How can we not? how can we not? I mean, you start to play. It's kind of like a boxer who's just going off pure instinct. If you can instill in them to get up and continue to play and continue to get back in that huddle and continue to hold your head up and continue to fight, then after a while that's all that you know. And even when you're outmatched, you don't really know it until you wake up and are like, wow, did I just get knocked out?
Yeah.
You know, and for us, that's how it has to be because we're not there talent-wise. So we're having to play with more heart and instinct than we are with just we're a little bit more talented than them. Let's just keep it simple and we'll win. When we play Blackman, they're going to be a little bit more talented than us, but what's our mentality going to be? And that's just factoring out Artavius. He's a lot more talented, and that's more talented than everybody, not just us. So you just take him out and you attack the other 10 and you just see what happens.
Quick question. How big that was a big win for you guys last night though. I think more for their mental aspect of the thing than even anything could describe. I mean,
it was, you know, that was a big win for me. I mean, that was a big mental win.
Yeah,
that was a big mental win for me. I can only imagine how our kids felt about themselves. I could see it. And there were a couple of times we had a kid that got dinged up, and he kept trying to go back into the huddle. And I'm watching him from the sidelines, and that's that instinct I'm talking about. He didn't know where he was at, but he did know, I need to get back in the huddle. Uh-huh. I got another play to play, you know, and the referee had to walk him off the field to us.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm watching this exchange and I'm thinking we're getting there. This win allows our football team to feel good about itself. And if you don't feel good about yourself, then you're probably not going to be very successful in anything.
Well, good luck with Blackman next week, and may the success keep coming. It was a great win for you, and a good win at home.
Yes.
And I know the people that were there enjoyed watching that game.
They did.
If they didn't enjoy anything else, they could enjoy Charlie High, couldn't they?
Well, you know what? If they didn't enjoy that football game Friday night, they're not football fans.
There you go.
There's no way you could be.
They must be there for the popcorn,
yeah,
I guess.
Yes.
Coach Stanton Stevens of the Laverne Wolverines, winners 43. 43-